Rapper Sean Diddy Combs hit with two more sexual assault lawsuits. By Simon Kent on November 24, 2023. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been hit with two more sexual assault lawsuits. The first involves him being sued by a woman who says he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 1991. A lawsuit filed Thursday in New York City alleges Combs committed the acts when the plaintiff was a college student. The other new lawsuit, obtained by TMZ, was filed anonymously by a Jane Doe, who claims Diddy and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns raping her and one of her friends, either in 1990 or 1991. The accusations follow a suit brought against him last week by R&B singer Cassie, which alleged rape, abuse and sex trafficking. The suit was settled one day later, as Breitbart News reported. Combs had denied the claims and his lawyer said the decision to settle was not an admission of wrongdoing. In the new filing, viewed by The Messenger, the plaintiff, Joy Dickerson Neal, alleges she was studying at Syracuse University and attended a dinner with Combs, with whom she had previously appeared in a music video with and shared various acquaintances, during a school break. The report goes on to detail. After the meal, she alleges Combs persuaded her to accompany him as he attended to errands in the city. After getting her into the car, she then claimed he drugged her, assaulted her, and recorded the activity. Dickerson Neal related that several days later, Devontae Swing, a member of R&B group Jodeci and a mutual friend, informed her that he'd seen the sex tape and so had everyone else. Dickerson Neal claims in the filing that several friends and colleagues, including Swing, declined to help her locate the sex tape, saying that they were terrified that Combs would retaliate against them. Dickerson Neal reportedly continued to work in the industry after the alleged assault before leaving it altogether, as Combs' star continued to rise and his presence was inescapable. Bad Boy Records and Combs Enterprises are also named as co-defendants in the suit. Combs, who also goes by the stage name Puff Daddy and P. Diddy, is among the most influential hip-hop producers and executives of the past three decades. The founder of Bad Boy Records and a three-time Grammy winner, he has worked with a host of top-tier artists including Notorious B.I.G., Mary J. Blige, Usher, Lil' Kim, Faith Evans and 112. This year, he released his fifth studio album, The Love Album, Off the Grid, which earned two Grammy nominations this month. It was his first studio album in 17 years. Attorneys for the plaintiff Michelle Chiola and Jonathan Goldhirsch said in a statement, "Everyone deserves to be heard and Combs should not be immune from liability because of his wealth and public stature." A spokesperson for Combs denied the allegations of the suit in a statement to The Messenger. "This last-minute lawsuit is an example of how a well-intentioned law can be turned on its head," said the spokesperson. "Ms. Dickerson's 32-year-old story is made up and not credible. Mr. Combs never assaulted her, and she implicates companies that did not exist. This is purely a money grab and nothing more." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.